Hello, everybody. Welcome to Minnesconsin and Wiscasota. I'm Mark Niklosky in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I'm Keith Ulig. I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota, too.
That's right, Keith. We're standing here on the shoreline of the beautiful Lake Como in St. Paul, and we're doing a little walk with Henry.
Yep, Lake Como. Not to be mixed up with the Lake Como in Italy.
That's right. Lake Como in Italy would not be frozen like it is today.
No.
We're ringing in the new year sort of here at the end of December on Lake Como with a little walk around a frozen lake.
We should have brought our skates, Mark.
Well, I disagree, Keith. I don't think that this ice is skatable here. You'll break an ankle.
This ice is imminently skatable with Nordic skates, people.
Yeah.
Mark does not know the magic of having skates from Norway Sweden.
You just break your ankle.
Nope. Disagree. Hard disagree. This would be a good...
The issue here, Keith, let's look at this. I mean, the issue is we had a little freeze over, and it was fairly decent probably for skating, but then we had about 4 inches of snow here, I think. And we actually had some people out here cross-country skiing.
Right, and then what? You probably had a 180-degree day.
Yeah, then there
after
was...
After that snow?
Yep, then there was some record heat, and it melted the snow into kind of a mushy, white frosting mush.
And now it's frozen again.
And it's refrozen.
Yeah, so it's rough. But, like, I see a nice little channel that could be skated, and you just... get in between, because there's some real smooth spots there. But I failed to bring my skates too. I'm surprised you don't have yours though.
It's certainly not ideal. You know, you can kind of tell at the beginning of December whether the ice will be skatable or not.
Yeah.
And it all depends on snow and the melt.
Yeah.
And we just didn't get it this year, and it's a little disappointing.
It's a lot disappointing.
But Keith, it is a rare occasion when you can do really nice ice skating, and that's what makes it such a great thing.
I guess. I don't know. I've been going out for the past 2-3 years now, and I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, it happens, and I think, like I say, it makes it a joyous celebration when you get that mirror-like ice. But now it's just, you can see it's all...
Yeah.
We should mention your special guest,
first-time
podcaster.
Well, he's been with us, but he's a quiet guy. This is Henry. He's chewing on a stick right now. That's his hobby. That's his winter hobby.
Well, Keith's one of the Minnesconsin, Wiscasota celebrity, sideshow players.
It's Mark's first time, I guess, with Henry on the podcast.
It is, yes.
So he's kind of a little special guest that we like to have. And,
He embodies the... I think Henry embodies the Minnesconsin spirit.
The cold weather sure doesn't bother him.
Nope.
You know, it's a little chilly this morning, but Henry just bounded out the door.
Yep. He just got a haircut, too, so he doesn't have, like, his fur coat normally. Basically, if he's on the move, he's warm.
It's kind of that antique white coat... fur, and he's a little curly.
Yep.
And he's got the big paws and the long legs, and he loves to eat sticks.
Yes, he does. Doesn't like going out on the ice, though.
All right, well, let's continue with our walk around Lake Como.
Circumventing?
A little bit chilly.
What do we call it? What do you do?
Circumnavigate?
Circumnavigating, yeah.
There's not many people out here. It's, pushing 8 a.m. right now, and we've only seen a couple of walkers, but it could be because it's just so chilly. A lot of Minnesconsin and Wiscasota folks stay in when it's too cold, I guess.
Yep. They perform the hygge.
All right, well, take care, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to our special Minnesconsin Wiscasota 2021 year-end wrap-up podcast, bonus podcast.
We made it. We made it. We survived so far.
Tune in 2022 as we have our new podcast coming up.
Bye.